for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I assist you, please?
Yeah, Jenny, what company is this?
This is a third-party call center that represents many, many brands and products and companies. So we service many customers from, and how many may we assist you?
This number came up.
Okay, may I have your zip code to assist you then? Oh, it came up?
Yeah.
Meaning for what?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. The call came to me, and I was trying to figure out who was calling me.
So you're being called back then. If a call came in, that means that you called before, that we may help you. So now, as customer service, I get to say to you, how may I assist you?
Okay, I don't know how, because I'm just checking the number that showed up on my phone. So
do you know
I guess
you were if you were charged or was something done?
Yes, I was charged money.
Okay, so let's start over here. Hold on here. So let's look at your zip code. What is it, please?
203.
203. Zip code, not area code.
Oh, zip code is 29485.
29485. Okay, here we go. So we're going to see. So we take in the zip code, the name, and the shipping address. We confirm that. What is your first and last name, please?
Is this safe to do?
It is, but if you're charged, how much is the charge? First, it is safe, ma'am.
$56.
Okay,
$56.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So first, yes, it's safe. This here specifically is safe. And I do know that.
Okay, because there was a charge came along with this, and I don't know what it's for.
I can't even help you unless I find an account.
Okay, so the last name is Joseph.
Okay, 1 minute, please. Is there a Robert Joseph?
That's me.
Okay, so let's look here. And I'm going to confirm the shipping address starting with 5-2.
That's correct.
I need the full thing from you, please.
Oh, 520. Mm-hmm. 520 Ladybug Lane,
mm-hmm.
Somerville.
Thank you. And that's South Carolina, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm waiting now for the rest of the information to download, and then I will tell you what the charge is. And then you'll tell me what you want to do about it. Okay?
Yep.
Thank you. So I'm looking at the charge for $7.95, and it was a sweepstakes for hoping to win something, right? $7.95.
No, I didn't do that.
Yeah? Did you any kind of survey or any kind of...
No.
Sometimes people press things by accident. Would you have done that?
I'm pretty good at that. No, I didn't do that.
Okay, because then there's the membership fee for $56.95.
Yeah, for who though? That's what that's what it was for.
So, you get the free product, and you pay $7.95 for the sweepstakes, the opportunity to be in the sweepstakes over and over. Then the person, the bundle, the agreement, when one does, sweepstakes, the agreement in there is. Then you're also enrolled in an online computer shipping discount store. You understand? Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
But I've never done this.
Okay. So let me ask you two things. Do you think that you could have possibly done it by accident on your phone?
No, ma'am. No.
Okay, do you want to deal with fraud with the company to see if something's going on?
I think I could.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's organize that for you. And get you to a supervisor who can walk with you through this, okay? 1 minute for me, please. Okay, thank you for your patience. Coming in one moment, okay?
Now, what happens here?
So you're going to go, I'm transferring you over to the supervisor who will help you in the fraud department dealing with just speaking with you about the charges and what you're going to do about it. Okay? You're going to make sure.
I'll call the bank and say this is somebody's, you know.
That somebody is doing this? Okay.
I don't know how they could have gotten this.
The company is offering a 50% refund for 27 something. May I process that for you, Ms. Robert?
I'm not going to process anything. If anything, I'm going to turn this over to my son-in-law, who's an FBI agent.
I do understand. Okay, hold on one minute. I was trying to deal with the whole fraud thing with you. Hold on.
Yeah, because my son-in-law is an FBI agent. I'll call him and I'll give it to him, and I'm sure he'll know where to go with this.
Okay, so the company is dealing with me regarding this. So give me 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. Coming now, okay?
This seems like a scam.
1 minute. No, this isn't a scam because you're going to get a refund, ma'am.
I don't need to get a refund. Nobody. They haven't taken the money yet.
On our side, it says approved, so the money's coming out.
The $56.95.
Mm-hmm. So now the company is giving you the entire $56.95 back.
And when I hang up with you, that's gone. I'm not being charged that money.
Right, that's why I'm taking my time so I can make sure everything is shut down, okay?
Somebody hacked me.
I don't know, ma'am. You're going to have to look and see because sometimes if you do a survey,
I could tell you I'm pretty sharp about this kind of thing. And that's how I saw that it was, you know, I picked up on it immediately because I keep a ledger of everything we spend. I mean,
Yes. Okay. Understood.
And like I said, my son-in-law deals with this crap all the time. Well, not this, but many types of crimes, but.
Sure. Well, I'm making sure that everything is covered so there's no repeat of charges or shipments of anything, okay? Thank you for your patience. We're at the end now. Okay. Are you ready, Ms. Joseph, for the refund tracking number?
1 second.
Okay.
I will be in a second.
Okay.
I've got a pen in my hand. Okay, I'm ready for the number.
Number is C like Charlie.
Right.
And then it is 267. Excuse me, 260.
260.
Mm-hmm. Then it's
730. Okay.
And then it's 547.
Okay. That's the so my money will be put back
three
in
to,
my account.
3 to 5 business days. That's a tracking number.
Okay.
Okay.
And how do I track it?
Say it again, please.
How do I track this?
Hold on 1 minute. So what I'm saying to you is two things. You can call back here and do just like you did with the Robert Joseph is the name on the account.
Okay.
And and you give the zip code. Give the zip code first, then they look, then you give the name and you confirm the shipping address.
Okay.
And they'll look you up and they'll let you know. Oh, first of all, ma'am, it's always 3 to 5 business days. So you're tracking it that way first. But then you call back if you don't get in that time. And I trust you.